بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue into the discussion regarding the creed of the rejectionist Shia, the Rafida, regarding the Tawheed of Lordship. And in the last part, part 19, we talked about their creed regarding the Quran. And now we talk about their creed regarding the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the believers. First, we need to know that the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true by the people of paradise. We ask Allah the Most High to make us from them. However, without kayfiyya, without going into the how, we don't go into the how or the manner. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Qiyamah, verses 22 and 23. Surah Al-Qiyamah, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَى رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. Surah Al-Qiyamah, verses 22 and 23. Some faces that day shall be shining and radiant, looking at their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to the narrations from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, verifying this is replete. They are replete, reported in the authentic reports and the Masanid and in As-Sunan. And the Sahaba and the successors to the Sahaba, At-Tabi'un, and the Islam, the Imams of Islam, known in deen, in their them being firmly established in the deen. And they are all on the affirmation of the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as to those who differed from the Jahmites and Mu'tazilites, and those who followed them from the Khawarij, the rebellion dissidents, and the Imamite, the 12 Imamite sect, then their saying is futile, rejected and refuted by the Quran and the Sunnah and the consensus of the Salaf, rahimahumullah. So in accordance with the position of the Mu'tazila deny the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shia went along with the Mu'tazilite sect in negating the ru'ya, the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the believers on the day of resurrection. And many narrations came in their books, which were mentioned by Ibn Babawayh in his book At-Tawheed, and which were also collected by Sahib al-Bihar. They forged a lie, attributing it to Ali ibn Abdullah Ja'far al-Sadiq, denying the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is reported in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 4, page 31, attributing it to Ali ibn Abdullah Ja'far al-Sadiq. And this is a false attribute to the Imams, which are replete in their books. And we will find now, even in some of their books, a few reports to Abi Abdullah Ja'far al-Sadiq and some other Imams affirming the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance with the creed of Ahl Sunnah. And this is another contradiction in the contradictions of the Shia in their so-called reliable references. in the same reference itself, you find a denial and you will find replete affirmations. You will find replete denials and you will find very few reports of affirmation. And if they were to be asked about these reports of affirmation, they say, then, well, this is by way of taqiyya, concealment. And from the matters which they also deny is the descending of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, in the latter third of the night. And this is a matter affirmed in the creed of Ahlul Sunnah. And the manner of his descent subhanahu wa ta'ala fits his majesty. And they are, their position regarding this matter is also very, very unsteady, meaning contradictory. Some reports from attributed to the 12 Imamites deny the descent, as came in Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, 125 to 127, and in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 3, 311-314. However, there are other narrations which affirm al-Nuzul al-Ilahi, the Nuzul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the descent of Allah, which agrees with what is reported from Ahlul Sunnah. And therefore we conclude that the position of Ahlul Bayt, the true position of Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in no way diverging from the position of Ahlul Sunnah, from the Sahaba and the companions and the successors. So alhamdulillah. And if anything, this shows that the futility of their madhab when it is filled with these clear opposing reports. The third matter in terms of their creed regarding the Lordship is that they describe their imams by names of Allah and his attributes. And this is a matter which the rejectionist Shia were, quote, unique in this amongst the sects. So therefore, they did not describe Allah as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself. They did not affirm to him his attributes. They likened him to the creation. And they made ta'til, denial of his attributes. And however, this third innovation which they invented in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they claim that the Imams are the names of Allah. So the names of Allah which are mentioned in their books are denote the names of the 12 Imams. And this necessitates what? Negating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes and names and giving it or attributing it to humans. And they claim that the text came from the ma'soom, from the so-called infallible. Take for example, Al-Killini in Asl al-Kafi. He said concerning the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا, and to Allah belongs the best names, so invoke him by them. They said, نَحْنُ وَاللَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. They attribute this to Abi Abdullah, also another false report, claiming that he said, نحن والله الأسماء الحسنى. We are by Allah الأسماء الحسنى, the most beautiful names. This is in Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, page 143. And this is also taken by the so-called most reliable sources, attributing this to Al-Ja'far al-Sadiq and others, as in Tafsir al-Ayashi, volume 2, page 42, Al-Mufid, in his book Al-Ikhtisas, page 252, and Majlisi's book Bihar al-Anwar, volume 94, page 200, page 22, and Nuri al-Tabrasi in his Mustadrak al-Wasail, volume 1, 371, Al-Burhan, volume 2, page 52, Tafsir al-Safi, volume 2, page 254. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, and all the most beautiful names belong to him. And these people say that the imams are the most beautiful names of Allah. Al-Majlisi tabulated 36 narrations claiming that the imams are, quote, the face of Allah and the hand of Allah. The imams are the face of Allah and the hand of Allah. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, in Majlis's Bihar al-Anwar, volume 24, pages 191 to 203. And also in Rijal al-Kashi and others. They claim that Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, have said, quote, أَنَا وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, I am the face of Allah. And I am the first, وأنا الأول, وأنا الآخر, وأنا الظاهر, وأنا الباطن. I am the first, and I am the last, and I am the most high, and I am the most near. This is in Rijal al-Kashi, volume, page 221, number 374. Also in Bihar al-Anwar, chapter 94, page 180. And in Basar al-Darajat, page 151. Many reports attributed to the imams as we are the face of Allah. In Ibn Babawi's book At-Tawheed, page 150, and others. And in Tafsir al-Ayashi, please listen to this carefully. Listen to this carefully, please. And give me one so that I know that you are listening to it really carefully. Give it your attention so that we know with whom we are dealing. In Tafsir al-Ayashi, there is a long narration which makes the person, the believer, shiver because of what they attribute to what goes on the day of resurrection. At the end of this narration, reported on the tongue of their imams, it says, quote, ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى بِنَا فَنَجْلِسُ عَلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّنَا, then we will be brought and we will sit on the arsh of our Lord. And we will sit on the arsh of our Lord. This is in Tafsir al-Ayashi, volume 2, page 312, Al-Bahrani, Burhan, volume 2, page 439, Al-Majlisi's Bihar al-Anwar, volume 3, page 302, the print of Kambani. Many are the texts which interpret the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes as the Imam or the Imams, and this is replete. Not only that, they have given their imams attributes which belongs only to Allah Azza wa Jal, like knowing the unseen. In fact, this is in the author of Al-Kafi, he put a heading for a chapter, Babun أن الأئمة يعلمون علم ما كان وما يكون وأنه لا يخفى عليهم الشيء. Chapter, the Imams know علم ما كان, the knowledge of what took place, وما يكون, and what's taking place, وأنه لا يخفى عليهم شيء, and nothing escapes, is hidden from them. This is in Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, 260-262. And he reported many narrations. Not only that, he had another chapter with the title Babun, chapter أَنَّ الْأَئِمَّةَ إِذَا شَاءُ أَن يَعْلَمُوا عَلِمُوا. If the Imams wish to know, they will know. This is in Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, page 258. And they attribute it to Abi Abdullah, as they falsely attribute that, quote, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا فِي النَّارِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونَ. Verily I know what's in the heavens and what's in the earth. وَأَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and I know what's in paradise and what's in hell and what occurred and what will occur. And they also bring the following story. Someone's name called Saif al-Tamar. He said, I was with Abi Abdullah, with other groups of Shia, he said, in the Hijr. The Hijr where? By the Kaaba. And he said, Alayna Ain, is there an eye watching us? So we looked right, we looked left, we didn't see anyone. So we said, no, there is no watcher. He said, Wa Rabbi al-Kaaba. Of course this is false, but we're just telling you. Wa Rabbi al-Kaaba, by the Lord of the Kaaba. He repeated it 3 times. لو كنت بين موسى والخضر, had I been between Musa and Al-Khidr, you know, when Musa met Al-Khidr, لَأَخْبَرْتُهُمَا, I would have told them, أَنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنْهُمَا, that I know better than them. وَلَأَنْبَأْتُهُمَا بِمَا لَيْسَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمَا, and I would have told them that which they didn't know. لِأَنَّ مُوسَى وَالْخِضْرِ عليهم السلام أَعْطَيَا عِلْمَ مَا كَانْ, he's saying that because Musa and Khidr were given the knowledge of what occurred, but they were not given the knowledge of what's occurring and what will occur until the day of the hour being established. And we, meaning the Imams, warithnahu, we inherited this knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by way of inheritance. End of quote. Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, page 260-261. I tell you, does these words, or do these words, would you think that you need a comment about these words? I'm asking you. Does this require comment? Huh? SubhanAllah. It speaks for itself. It goes to magnifying Ali and the Imams to levels of divinity. Wal'ayyadu billah. And this is so much consumed in their narrations. And they stick these falsehoods to the household of the Prophet ﷺ in order to lean on it and spread it amongst their common people. Otherwise, who is the first and the last and the most high and the most near? Who is? Who is he? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other, you know, the one who says, I am the first and I am the last and I am the... Does he, from the humans, does he differ from Fir'aun when he said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am your Lord most high? Is he different from Fir'aun when he said that? No. As to their claim of knowing the unseen, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Naml 27 verse 65. قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. None in the heavens and the earth knows the ghaib, the unseen, except Allah. And in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 59, قال الله تعالى, وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو. And with him are the keys of the ghaib, all that's hidden. None knows them but he. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the best of creation, Rasulul Huda, the messenger of guidance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to say in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, 188, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّءِ. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّءِ. Say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I possess no power of benefit or hurt to myself except as Allah is. If I had known the knowledge of the ghaib, of the unseen, what? I would have what? Sought much of good. And no harm would have touched me. Abundance of wealth. No evil should have touched me. And the ulama of Islam, the scholars of Islam, had mentioned, أَنَّ مَنِ ادَّعَى شَيْئًا, anyone who claims to know something from the unseen, then he commits kufr. Then he commits kufr. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to himself the knowledge of the unseen in more than one verse in his book. Therefore, he does not make that known except to whomever he chooses from his messengers. Now, we'll give you the surprise of contradiction. Earlier, in the book of Al-Kafi, we learned a report attributed to Abu Abdullah. Now we find, if you search deeply, you find another report attributed to Abu Abdullah, saying, Ya Ajaban, how amazing the matter with some people. يزعمون أن نعلم الغيب, claim that we know the unseen. ما يعلم الغيب إلا الله عز وجل. Only Allah, the Most Mighty and Most Magnificent, knows the unseen. So the reports of the rejectionist Shia expose themselves, alhamdulillah, and they crumble, and it shows the invalidity of this madhab. The number of these reports which agree to the truth are like a white hair in a black bowl. And if they are squeezed, then they what? Resort to what? You tell me. Resort to what? Their principle of what? Which if a Shia does not believe in it, he's a kafir. They resort to what? Taqiyya. Concealment. And they say, well, this report, which may sound contradictory, may have been said due to fear. You see that? This is the cover-up of all of their mess. This brings the end of this part 20. And inshallah ta'ala, we can have more about their creed in the next coming parts. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a benefit for myself and for all of you, and to make it a benefit for those who are seeking the truth from the Muslims regarding the danger of this sect upon the Ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the misguided, and may Allah the Most High safeguard the Muslims from their fitan. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.